Next week, the State Department is bringing in some 200 U.S. Embassy public affairs officers from around the world for a three-day conference on improving America's image abroad. Furthering, advancing, explaining that image is always the task of the U.S. Foreign Service. Two former U.S. ambassadors are with us, women who have worked to increase understanding of this country. Cynthia Schneider was ambassador to the Netherlands in the Clinton administration. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Susan.
And Frances D. Cook was a career Foreign Service officer. She served as ambassador to Burundi, Cameroon, Oman. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Susan.
The need here is to improve our image and to win hearts and minds. How do we get people overseas not to be anti-American? Frances Cook?
I think that the programs that we had in the past that were proven and tested and worked were put aside too quickly at the end of the Cold War.
What kind of programs are you talking about?
We're talking about exchange programs of persons where young leaders come here and learn about the United States early in their careers. We have terrific alumni from this program. For example, Schroeder of Germany, Margaret Thatcher, all sorts of people
young
came
people
here.
Young people who go back and become major figures
in their country, but they understand the United States very early. We have exchange of journalists. We have the Fulbright program. We send lecturers abroad. We used to send symphonies and ballets and art exhibits abroad. All of that has been cut back sharply at a time when the United States has probably never needed it more.
And also there were drastic cuts in recent years, 30% budget cuts during a certain time frame, Cynthia Schneider, of the U.S. Information Agency, which is really the cultural outreach in any country where it is set up. That had an impact too.
Yes, absolutely it did. And as Ambassador Cook has suggested, so many positive programs we had in the past have been cut down. It's interesting, actually, to look back to the Cold War history, because that was the time that we were most proactive in our use of culture as a vehicle for diplomacy, as a vehicle for explaining America. I think we should make an effort to show a much broader range of American culture abroad, which would reflect, in fact, the diversity of America, which is something that is not well understood at all in the world. It is seen as one unit.
But Susan, it's not just that we've cut back on funding, it's that we're also working against demographics in what we've done. For example, you've got 41% of the Middle East now is under the age of 14. That is an astronomical number of people who've had very little exposure. We've closed our reading rooms. We've stopped sending lecturers. We don't have any scholarship programs whatsoever, really. So we have this enormous group that's living now on the internet and living on cable television, and all of their understanding of America comes from those two media.
But I personally don't dismiss popular culture completely at all. I think it could be a tremendous vehicle if we used it more creatively and imaginatively. And I found, for example, that if you just take something that is universally appreciated as a symbol of freedom, such as jazz, and in a sense brand it as American, that makes a big difference. In The Hague, they had every summer the largest indoor jazz festival in the world, the North Sea Jazz Festival. Well, the embassy had never had any connection to it, despite the fact that nearly 1,000 American musicians performed there. And I found simply by inviting the American musicians over to the embassy residence, hosting an informal jam session with Dutch musicians, emphasizing the international aspects of this, and just introducing with 5 minutes worth of discussion of the fact that jazz really has represented freedom all over the world and has been the voice of freedom, well, people think differently about it then. Mm-hmm. And then it's always something American, and it makes them think about the positive qualities of America, which I think we don't present as often and as well as we could.
Frances Cook, we are certainly in a new stage of a new world disorder. The superpower that we are fighting war on terrorism on so many fronts.
I think one of the things that we need to do better is to reconnect with our fundamental audience in many of these countries. There is a large group of alumni, whether you pick Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, wherever you want to pick, who has either studied in the United States, been here on an international visitors grant or done Fulbright research here. And I found, regrettably, in several missions that I've headed, when I arrived, there was no such list. Nobody had pulled it all together. So I finally did it in Oman. I even had the military officers who had studied together. And we had one big alumni party one night with a jazz band playing that we'd hired locally. And they all came. They have this America connection in their curriculum vitae. They want to understand what we're doing, and they want to be able to not be sort of victimized by others for having, or stigmatized for having studied or spent time in America. We need to reconnect with the basic audience that we have. And I've noticed that Secretary Powell has been trying to do that in some of the conferences he's recently convened in Washington.
A final question to you. Cynthia Schneider, you came back this past June, then came September 11th. If you were still there, what is the key thing you think that your embassy in the Netherlands would need to push in the aftermath of that, the key message about the United States?
I think the message that one would want to communicate is that the United States is very much part of a world community, and that we need the help of our allies, and that we count on it and rely on it to combat this common problem that has afflicted the United States extremely seriously, but that is a common problem of terrorism, and that we need to work together.
And Frances Cook, in an embassy now, a U.S. embassy in an Arab country, how would the message from here about who we are and what our goals are be different after September 11th?
I believe the two messages that were the most significant to promote abroad after September 11th is that the attack was not just against the United States. The attack really was against the whole world. And I think once the list was released of the number of nationalities that worked in that building, that was the single largest loss of British lives to terrorism in the history of Great Britain. I think similarly for India, for Pakistan, for several countries. So that helped them to understand that it really was an attack against them. I think the second message, which I think the president handled extraordinarily well after a bit of delay, was that we do not hold Islam responsible. These are evil people who've been taken over mentally and emotionally by a bad leader and who have been led to do these acts. We do not blame a religion.
Frances Cook was ambassador to Burundi, Cameroon, and the Sultanate of Oman. Cynthia Schneider is former U.S. ambassador to the Netherlands.